فيه دلالا فأنت أهل لذاك وتحكم فالحسن قد أعطاك.
It's a melding of musical traditions, and we're listening to Tech de Lan Lan from the Al Bustan Taht Ensemble. Al Bustan Seeds of Culture is a local organization focused on Arab arts and language, presenting works inspired by Andalus poetry. And joining me to talk about and continue to perform samples of this music are Dalal Abu Amdeh, a Palestinian singer from Nazareth, Syrian-American, Philadelphia-based cellist and composer Kinan Abu Afash, and Hana Khoury, the ensemble leader, violin. Thank you for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
You.
Dalal, describe this kind of music. It certainly sounds foreign to many Western ears. Haunting, wonderful.
Yeah, for me it's very wonderful, of course. It's very authentic, composed by Kinan, but he is very influenced by, you know, classical Tarab music, which is my, you know, my musical school where I get raised on this music. It derives from the Quran, this type of music, and, you know, from the Islamic singing. So it's very also common in Egypt and in Syria and Palestine, so also in Morocco, so in the whole Arab world.
Mr. Khoury, as leader of the ensemble, what is the typical or standard ensemble size?
Well, it depends on the era that you're speaking about and what place, because the Arab world is a very large geographic expanse, you know, all the way from Morocco to the Persian Gulf. And then, you know, over time, you know, you have so many centuries of different frictions with different cultures and civilizations, you know, the colonial and before that, the Ottoman Empire. So there was a lot of friction, which also created new forms of musical expressions in different locales. But Taht is actually a word that's in the Ottoman Empire and in Persian language, it meant literally musical platform, the platform in which the musicians used to sit in. It's almost like a chamber music when you say like ensemble. So this is what Taht Ensemble is. And it can be up to five instrumentalists. And it was very much predominant in the late 1800s and early 1900s in the Arab world. And it performed what we know as the you know, the musical tradition.
Let's pause and listen to a little of Hayin Aladra.
Ayn Aladra Ayn Min Hat Amar Bitna Baladi Imil Habayb Intizin Bitna Ayn
Dalal, these folk songs originally that your mother sang to you, what were the themes?
Yeah, it's about, you know, very common topics like love, like marriage, like immigration, like death also. Yeah, I tried with my project, my last project called Ya City, My Grandma. Ya City is a project that I'm trying to revive our Palestinian folklore, folk songs, and bring it to the new generation with a different, modern but still authentic songs, and with the dabkid, you know, the dabkid dance, and I'm trying to spread the culture of happiness, because in Palestine we live a lot of sadness and we live a war, we're still living, you know, under occupation, so. So I want the people, I want to give the people a hope. We have a very bright and happy past. So let's revive it.
So Kinan, talk about these inspirational sources that you've now, as it were, brought into the 21st century.
I'm most influenced with what I heard most, like since my childhood. We had a lot of the European classical music repertoire, but also we had a lot of Sufi music, some like the Persian Sufism, beautiful. Some even like from Syria, from Aleppo. So I think, yeah, the first influences are like the traces of what I heard in my childhood. But now like for me as a performer or as a composer or improviser, it's like the trick how can I sound still like myself. Because sometimes I like to write like more adventurous music with like more adventurous harmony or something. So this was definitely fun. It was like close to what I remember from the influences, but also I tried to put my own input in some of the part.
And so with that, why don't you take us out with yet another example? What will you be performing now?
We'll perform Tala al Badru Alayna. And it's a song that was, for me as a Catholic, you know, I would like to also embrace, you know, the Muslim culture of, you know, of and the Muslim community here by you know, giving them this example of when the Prophet came back with all the men that migrated from Mecca. When he went back, then all the women received them. And this is how I feel here in America, very much received. And I would also like to acknowledge this also as part of my culture and our narrative for all our Muslim brothers here, whether they are Arabs or non-Arabs.
Shukru alayna madaa.